This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Of What's on Your Mind. What's on Your Mind? That's the name of the radio program this hour, featuring Congressman Kevin Cramer weekly, as he does since early in his tenure as a member of Congress, joining us for 1 hour. We asked, and then others asked, and he kept saying yes, I guess. So he does a lot of these. But it's a great opportunity for you, the citizens of North Dakota, the voters of North Dakota, to talk directly one-on-one with your member of Congress, and that is what we do each and every week in the Talk Radio Town Hall. How to do it is as simple as a phone call. Local numbers 258-0550. Toll free number 800-228-0550. You can text Todd. Is your text machine all geared up and ready to go, Todd? You good to go with 701-226-8503?
The text machine.
Yeah, I've got the text
machine. I love that name. That's great.
And my text machine is right here, 701-367-2054. Okay? Email's also welcome, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here, so we'll get right to it. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks. I'm on my way to Harvey. I'm on Highway 3 between Hertzfield and Harvey. And by the way, there's a lot of road construction on Highway 3 right now, so anybody planning to travel that direction, you might consider another route. But anyway, you don't want to miss Harvey.
No, that's for sure. Nice booming little ag community there. A lot going on in Harvey. I promised the listeners that we would start with an announcement about someone that is coming to North Dakota on your behalf, and also to meet with some folks here. Tell us a little bit about the latest visitor you have on the docket.
Well, I don't know as so much on my behalf as it is on behalf of North Dakotans, but Energy Secretary Rick Perry has accepted my invitation to come out. And we've been working on this for a long time, Scott. As you know, he's testified in front of our committee, Energy and Commerce Committee, a couple of times. We've talked about everything from, you know, the transmission resilience plan to all the above energy, energy dominance for the United States, energy infrastructure. Anyway, so Secretary Perry has accepted the invitation. He'll be out here. We're going to bring, like, give you a couple details. We're working through them now, of course, and nothing's nailed down in terms of timelines and whatnot. But we're working on an energy roundtable with the energy executives and representatives from the energy world, obviously somewhere in Bismarck. And that will be an open press event, so, you know, everybody will be able to be there and get coverage of it. And then, you know, we're gonna go on a tour, because you can't bring the energy secretary to North Dakota without getting out, kicking the tires of a drag line or, you know, and all the above energy infrastructure, like, say, a power plant or a wind farm or an ethanol plant or as many of all the above as we could do. So we're looking forward to all that. It'll be pretty quickly here. We're looking at probably the 13th of this month. So it's coming up. But anyway,
wait for Monday.
We're pretty excited. Yeah,
that's for Monday, great. So. The energy secretary for Donald Trump on the cabinet, so we'll keep you posted as we get closer to that.
Yeah.
Let me play a call that came in even before you were here, a little frustrated, something maybe you can help with.
Is there any kind of way you or anybody else has out there a list of facts with all these half-truths when you come to elections? You know, for an example, the assistant chief of police right now, all the things he's saying are true. The problem is, as I've researched them, they're about when she was attorney general. They have nothing to do with the job she's doing now. And it's very misleading. A lot of things are. Could you come up with something for this? A list? Anything? Thanks.
Oh,
yeah, you know,
I assume he's referring to the former Wells Fargo police chief there. So he mentioned assistant police, but I think he was a one-time deputy sheriff, but more recently a police chief at
that retired. So he is saying fact checks, you know, these are things that have nothing to do with their time in the Senate. How do I know what's true?
Yeah, it is a tough one because campaigns are to check each other, right? That's the whole point of a campaign. The problem is when you get bombarded by millions of dollars of outside money, things fly fast and furious, and fact-checking all that can be a challenge. I can tell you this much. The Senate Majority PAC, which is the Schumer PAC, which is where the bulk of the advertisers are coming from, not that particular ad, but every single one of those ads has been fact-checked and proven to be not true. Every single one of them, including the most recent one. So it's just kind of crazy. And then, by the way, one of your competitors on the radio labs that have the same last name as the senator actually had the guts to write a letter to the editor bashing another media source for fact checking an ad that Schumer ran against me that sourced that media outlet. And so they actually correct the record on their own press, and Senator Heitkamp's brother has to write a letter to the editor to bash it. I mean, it's so upside down, Scott, and I get the frustration that this person has because it is hard to keep it all straight. That's why you have to listen carefully. This is why I come on the radio, Scott. This is why I go on not only your show, but as you know, shows throughout the state, including shows that are hosted by people who have the same last name as the senator I'm running against, because my obligation is directly to the people, not through mayors, not through tribal chairmen, not through police chiefs, right to the people. And that should have some value. And it's also why I've been doing some of my own calling on voter ID calling. I've been doing some of my own door to door. I like to talk directly to the people, because I find when you trust the people, they have more of a tendency to trust you.
Let's go to Jack in Moorhead for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Jack.
I have difficulty. I had worked in North Dakota. It's not a right to work state, but you have difficulty with state government, especially Department of Labor. And I've tried the governor, and I've tried other people to talk to. What can you do to put pressure on the state of North Dakota to actually have rights for employees that are terminated, whatever cause they're terminated? I had to take legal action against the company to get my personal effects back. There's no state law that says I'm entitled to them to get them back. And it's ridiculous. And what I'm finding in North Dakota is that even though it's not a right-to-work state, the Department of Labor, in my opinion, is worthless. Nobody will step up to the plate and assist those who get, for whatever reason, are let go. You can't get your personal effects back. You can't get property back. You fight to get your pay back. I mean, it's just ridiculous. What can you do to improve on that?
Well, okay, so you're bringing up state issues, obviously, but there's also, of course, a federal Department of Labor, which, by the way, the state Department of Labor works quite closely with. And there are some primacy things. We are a right-to-work state, so the laws are a little different, obviously, in North Dakota than states that aren't right-to-work. What you can do, if you want, I mean, I'd be happy to put a caseworker on it with you and look into whether there's some federal labor law that's been broken, or that there's at least could be an inquiry to the federal Department of Labor on your behalf. At the end of the day, of course, some administrative law judge or somebody will analyze the situation, adjudicate it to the degree it needs to be adjudicated. If there's not a settlement, then, do something. But if you're willing to hang on or even just call my Fargo office, of course, you're Minnesota, so we might have to have you call in Petersons, but they can help you with all that. My office of Fargo can help you with all that, and we can at the very least look at that. With regard to putting pressure on North Dakota, I guess I'd talk to a state legislator, or I can at least inquire, I suppose, and see what the issue might be. But we need to open a case with you and sign in non-disclosure statements, confidentiality statements, those kinds of things.
2580550 with your questions or comments for Congressman Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Let's go to Fred. Your next Fred, go ahead.
Oh, hi, Scott. I am Congressman.
Hi, Fred.
How's everything going down there? How's everything going with you and your family?
My family's doing well. Thanks for asking, Fred. And as I was telling Scott, the front end of the show, we're on Highway 3 in the most spectacular prairie view, and you know, I think in North Dakota, and just loving being home here this August and meeting with folks.
Well, I just wanted to bring up a little subject here for you today. Yesterday there was a young kid that got caught, that got stuck in the mud in the Cheyenne River in Fargo. Did you hear about that, Scott?
I did, yep.
Well, I guess that's going to be over with now, because I heard another report yesterday that they're going to open up the Garrison Diversion Project and they're going to let the water come through for the first time in 45 years. So that'll yeah. take care of that, won't it?
And a few other things to, a few other things to boot, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Fred, can you hang on for the rest of Congressman Kramer's answer? We're coming up against a break, and we'll give him a chance to answer that. But, boy, that is a game changer on the Garrison Diversion works being done there. I think of how long that has been in the works. Wow. More after this.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon book for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Means we get to tell you about a great deal from Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy, and they've got a dandy today. They're in Bismarck and Valley City, by the way. Today's featured vehicle in Valley City. Listen to this. 2014 Chevy Silverado, double cab LTZ, only 36,000 miles on it, white color with chrome trim, four-wheel drive, extended box, heated leather seats, extra toolbox to boot in this one, a one-owner, local trade, which they're famous for, Pucklich, on the lot now for $30,995 today only. If you tell them Scott sent you, they'll take more than $1,000 off. Get it at $29,678. Hop online right now, check it out, PucklichValleyCity.com. Stop by the showroom, see it for yourself at 721 West Main in Valley City. Big selection there. Mint condition, one-owner vehicle. Same at Pucklich and Bismarck. Pucklich.com, PucklichValleyCity.com, North Dakota's home for Chevy. All right, so Fred is celebrating the next chapter in the Garrison Diversion saga. Kevin, what do you want to say about that?
Well, it's interesting because next chapter is really the right way to put it. Although finally we get to open a new chapter, because this was a promise made, 50, 60 years ago when they built the Garrison Dam. When Mark Andrews was United States Senator, he championed Garrison Diversion. And then, of course, a group of liberals led largely by Democrats in North Dakota stopped that project over environmental issues. And so the McCluskey Canal has been this wide open canal of Missouri River water that just ends abruptly, not too far from where I am right now in Harvey. And so fighting this fight and something that I, pledged to do for a long time, I was able to bring a group of people from Fargo and from Garrison Diversion in to meet with Ryan Zinke, my good personal friend, former colleague, and, of course, Interior Secretary. And they made a request for 20 cubic feet per second for a Central North Dakota project that is not exactly what Professor was talking about. It's not exactly, the water to Fargo, but it is to the James River. And, it would be very, very helpful, obviously, in Central North Dakota. And it's Jamestown that's going to stand to benefit most significantly from the project that would provide a stable supply of water, much like what we're looking for with the Red River in Fargo. And so you also have, that project that's being worked on by the state, taking water right out of the Missouri River straight across. This project would likely hook up with that one, but it was a really big deal yesterday to get the word from the Bureau of Reclamation. And what it is, just so people know, it's not like it's completely done at this point, but they did get what we call in the biz a Fonzie, which is finding of no significant impact. In other words, it's the major environmental study that determines whether or not you can even go forward. And so they announced that finding of no significant impact yesterday. That means there's a comment period, and I would just recommend that people that want to comment find a way to do that. Certainly the Garrison Diversion folks will be, certainly the community of Jamestown will be, and certainly, by the way, the opponents will be. The radical environmental folks will no doubt be doing that. But
they're the reason it's taken this long, right? I mean,
that's exactly right.
That was a big part of how the thing got shut down. And Mark Andrews, former senator, tells a great story about how, that thing was darn near done. And then, you had Roger Johnson and Senator Dorgan and others collaborating to get the environmental radicals in here and shut the darn thing down. Thanks, Fred. Appreciate the call. Andy in Jamestown for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead. You're next.
Hey, Congressman Kramer. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to touch base with you. I had called in to you and talked to you about the USS Frankie Evans.
Yes.
I had heard that it failed again.
So, yeah, thanks for bringing that up. We passed it in the House. I introduced it. It was quite easy, actually. We passed it on a voice vote, for crying out loud. Nobody was against it. The chairman supported it. So then Senators Hovind and Heitkamp, I think, co-sponsored or introduced it in the Senate. And by the way, this is all part of the Defense Authorization Act, which is the logical place for this. This is what gives the Department of Defense their authorization. It's all the Congress, giving them the direction. And of course, they failed to pass it in the Senate. And it baffles me. It blows me away that we could not get that done in the United States Senate. So when it went to conference committee, the Senate refused to allow it in. how you can not want to honor people who lost their lives in a war, you know, on a ship, is well beyond my capacity to understand. But then I'm having a hard time understanding the United States Senate. The United States Senate is like your worst lawyer. The House of Representatives is like your best friend. We find ways to do things, and the Senate finds ways that they can't be done. And it drives me crazy. So we're going to keep trying in other avenues, whether it's through appropriations, whatever it might be, whatever tool we can use, standalone bill. Although if they can't have it as an amendment in the defense bill, I don't know how we'd ever get it passed as a standalone bill in the Senate. But I do have a standalone bill in the House, and we'll try to keep doing it. But what I would suggest, if you care about Vietnam War veterans, is, you know, call some senators and tell them to, you know, stop stonewalling this.
Yeah, I know this has been tried in numerous other states.
Yes.
And I just was trying to figure out what we can do as, I guess, citizens to try to get somewhere on it.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess the main thing is contacting senators and telling them how important this is. And, you know, the Vietnam Veterans Organizations all supported it. When I introduced this bill, and I didn't know anything about it. That's the word that you called me. I didn't know anything about it. Then I saw a letter to the editor about the senators, and they had been contacted. So I introduced it. We passed it. We put it in the Defense Authorization Act that passed unanimously. Passes out of, you know, the floor of the House with, I don't know how many votes, but, you know, 350 plus, gets to the Senate, and somehow they can't muster the will or the ability or something. What I suspect, a lot of times what happens is there's somebody at the Department of Defense that doesn't like this thing. They, you know, I don't know whether, you know, it's a logistical thing. I don't know whether they have some bias against the Vietnam War. I do not know in life of me. But what happens in the Senate is you have basically a lot of people who sort of work for the bureaucracy instead of work for the people. That's why the founders created the People's House. And we need a shakeup in the United States Senate. That's, you know, without giving a political speech. But I still want to get this thing done, whether it's now or later. I want to get this thing done, which is why I have multiple avenues that I'm approaching from the House. I'm just deeply disappointed we didn't get it done in the Senate in the Defense Authorization Act, because it was so easy in the House. It was just so easy to do. Easy to get co-sponsors, easy to get votes, easy to get leadership to support it, and literally no one opposed it.
Andy, appreciate the call, and thanks for, you know, being the one to call and bring that up. It's an issue that,
yeah,
you know, obviously is important to you, but you know, people outside of those that have loved ones that have been affected probably don't know much about it. So you got a lot more attention by doing this, and at least getting some attention. Thanks to Congressman Kramer and Congress. Appreciate you. Take a break. When we come back, Dana has a question on CRP for Congressman Kramer. Next one to go, and we'll continue.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy, low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supported all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, ndforallenergy.org.
So, maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The remains of 55 American soldiers believed to have died during the Korean War now on their way back to the United States. They'll be met in Hawaii by Vice President Mike Pence later today. At a repatriation ceremony at a U.S. air base in South Korea earlier, U.S. Army General Vincent Brooks said it was right for those there to honor the fallen.
as we send them away from this ancient land to the identification laboratories in the United States.
The private sector job market appears to be booming. A report out from the private payroll firm ADP this morning shows the economy adding 219,000 private payroll jobs last month, and that's more than 20% above what analysts had predicted. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What's on Your Mind is brought to you by MyPillow. Most important thing to your health is sleep. Did you know that? That's right. You get decent amount of sleep, a right amount of sleep, just, you know, steady amount of sleep, 7-8 hours a night, and you will have better health as a result. Now, the most important thing to your sleep is what? MyPillow, of course. And Todd and I are living proof. So is Congressman Cramer, for that matter. He's listened to too many of these commercials on the talk radio town hall to not have bought a few of these things. And you notice it the moment you lay your head on the pillow. Do what we do. Sleep on a MyPillow. Up to 50% off everything they sell. And the buy one, get one deal is back if you go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. I want to start sprinkling in some texts because we got a lot of those that came in today as well. Were you disappointed that the Koch brothers did not endorse you? Asked this listener.
I really was not, Scott. I guess I wasn't expecting it. I don't feel entitled to it. I disagree with them pretty strongly on a couple of big issues. And so, it's fine either way. I have great respect for them. I have great respect for their company and the work that they do and the jobs that they employ. But we have some fundamental differences on things like open borders and farm bill. And farm support, if that's the standard for them, then it's their endorsement to hand out. So no, I really wasn't that upset about it, frankly.
Are you saying they opposed the farm bill?
Oh yeah, well they always have, and they sent a couple of guys to meet with my team, my leadership team in Washington, my legislative team, and they tried to convince. They tried to convince them to have me oppose the farm bill. Well, for crying out loud, I wrote a good chunk of it, and I'm on the conference committee that's going to negotiate the differences and come up with a final bill. And it's too important to North Dakota. And besides, again, if the Koch brothers are, I've never met either one of them, by the way. I've never met Charles Koch. They're people from somewhere else that I like a lot. I like their company. Their company was a legacy pipeline company in North Dakota. We see their trucks, of course, all over the place in North Dakota. They do a lot of important, good work. We agree on a lot of things. As you know, AFP is, I've appeared at three different tax policy events that they've sponsored throughout North Dakota as the, their guest and speaker and, worked with them on, if they're pro-life, as you know, and they've been very supportive of my efforts there. Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, the most significant. But so where we agree, we work together. Where we don't. And we evidently don't agree enough for them to endorse me, but it doesn't change a thing in North Dakota because, when I cast my vote, it's for North Dakotans. One other issue, though, I'd like to raise before we get to it, going back to MyPillow.
and I know you know Mike Lindell, but I had an interesting long talk with him recently on the phone, and he's a very high-energy guy, as you know. I said, Mike, you are a lot like Donald Trump. Do you guys ever sleep? He said, well, when I do, it's really comfortable. I thought, very good, very good.
Yeah, no kidding. And I understand he's in the process of considering a North Dakota visit as well. Is that right?
Yeah, he and I have been talking about some ministry things. You know, he has a really important ministry for people with addiction, and you know, it's an issue that's right near and dear to Chris's and my heart. Mike lost a stepson to addiction. I lost a son, Chris and I did, as you know, to the same thing. So we've been talking a lot about doing some ministry work together here in North Dakota.
All right, stay tuned. Let's go to Dana. A question on CRP for Congressman Kramer, 258-0550 with your calls. Go ahead, Dana.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, Dana.
Congressman Kramer, on the Senate Farm Bill version that passed for the CRP, Daryl Neese was on talking about it. And as I understand it, it's one of these deals where you sign in and say the program's for 10 years. Will you get your payments either every year or at one lump sum? But at the end of those 10 years, you find out that you signed into a perpetual easement with USDA. Yeah. Is that being addressed and changed? Because that's a bad deal.
It's a really bad deal. And I was stunned when I saw it in the Senate version of the bill. Obviously, we do not have that in the House version of the bill. But I can tell you that I haven't yet to hear from a constituent that thinks it was a good idea. And I'm pretty sure the senator is the same, because we received letters from, you know, from several farm groups, commodity groups throughout North Dakota, all of whom have said, please remove that language in the final bill. So I expect it'll get removed. I'm on the conference committee. I'll be pushing hard to remove it. The Senate has not announced their conference, but I think they will today. They passed, they did yesterday vote to go to conference, so I'd expect their conference to be named. I think there's a very good chance that both of our senators will be on that conference committee, and I hope so, because that would be great to have all three of us. And I'm, you know, again, we're all hearing from the same people, and hopefully they would join in that fight against their own provision.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Dan. Appreciate that very much. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. And let me get a text in here before we go back to the calls. Ask Congressman what his thoughts are about Heidi's ad, how he doesn't support veterans. I find it disgusting and disrespectful, because we all know better. Thanks for all you do for us.
Yeah, that ad, I have to even think about that particular ad. Obviously, it's a bad narrative. They've tested, no doubt, in surveys, they've tested issues that can resonate. I'll just say it, Scott, that they are in a desperate state. I think that's obvious. I think that their campaign and the Democratic National Party is in a really desperate state right now, and particularly in this race. So you're just starting to see them throw everything at the wall to see what sticks. And this one's not, I don't think, going to work any better than any of the rest of them have, because as they've been piling millions of dollars on ads attacking me, my phone numbers continue to get better and hers continues to get worse. So, I don't think it's being very effective at this point.
The one I hear the most about is, Social Security, or the $1.9 trillion. And I know that's been one of the ads that's been fact-checked. But, I mean, do people come up to you and say, hey, what about this ad? I heard this. Is that true? Do they want to, on that one, have you had to answer what the straight scoop is a few times?
I have, but I like the opportunity to do it. And better than that is the Congressional Budget Office has answered it. And 4.1 GDP growth has answered it. And people are looking at their paychecks and answering it and going, I don't think these tax cuts suck as bad as these people are trying to tell me they do. And CBO came out with a score that showed that this very static score that showed that there would be a cut in, or a deficit growth, or debt growth of $1.9 trillion over 10 years, and then quickly had to reverse that when the revenue started coming in. because now they have actual evidence that what we said was going to happen did happen. And tax cuts generate more economic growth, which generates more revenue for the government. And by the way, generates less need for the government, because instead of putting people on welfare, you're putting people to work. And now we're seeing the biggest challenge we have in our economy is not jobs, but it's people to fill the jobs. So, you know, and by the way, like I said, the 4.1 GDP growth, which the experts, the Democrats, everybody said was impossible. Donald Trump's smoking something. There's no way he can get to 4% growth, and here we are. So it's a fun one to answer. The other thing that they've been saying in that ad, which was fact-checked, was that I said that I would – now, can you imagine this, by the way, this bumper sticker? I will slash Social Security and Medicare to pay for it. I mean, that was so unbelievable as to almost not need to be corrected, because nobody says something like that. And it's clearly not true, because Social Security and Medicare don't come from income taxes, first of all. And second of all, I've never said that, and that's why the fact-check came back so bad for them.
Let's go to Jack in Fargo for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Yeah, Congressman Kramer, I wanted to ask you, this national debt, most of it is domestic.
Right.
Okay? And
when you say most of it's domestic,
it's owed by the American people to the American people. Is that right, most of it?
Well, so most of the debt, the largest debt holder, the largest holder of U.S. debt is the Social Security Trust Fund.
Okay,
but it's held by several entities throughout the world, yeah.
Okay, but did that much money actually change hands? Where did that money go?
I'm not hearing everything he's saying, Scott, very well.
Where did that money go, that $1 trillion, that $1,000 billion? Where exactly did it go?
Sure. So debt is issued, and there are debt holders, in the largest one being, as I said earlier, the Social Security Trust Fund. That's why when people say, Scotty, when people say the debt is affecting Social Security, there's some truth to that, because Social Security Trust Fund is the holder of a good chunk of that debt. And then, but again, it has the backing of the federal government. Here's what I would say about the debt and who holds it and where does it go is the biggest thing we can do for it, first of all, is stop deficit spending so that you stop growing the debt. The second thing is, and probably the best way to do that, is to actually grow the United States economy, because the debt to economic productivity is really the biggest factor. And right now, the debt and the economy are roughly the same size. Maybe the economy at this point is a little larger than the debt, but it's roughly the same size, which is better than it was a few years ago. But I'd like to get it down to at least 60% of the size of the economy. Do that both by cutting spending and then by growing the economy. Now, he may also be talking, Scott, about how much that debt is acquired by spending that's mandatory and spending that is discretionary. And a good chunk of it is on the mandatory side. So while some of it may look worse on paper than it really is, I would still caution that it's still money owed, and we have to be bringing more money into the Treasury than is going out of the Treasury if we're ever going to get it back to some sort of balance.
All right. There is another. Thanks for the call, by the way, Jack. Appreciate that. The texter says, please ask the congressman about rising health insurance premiums and poorer coverage for farmers.
Okay. So farmers and ranchers were some of the very first and still the most often hurt from people on this issue, because, of course, they're usually self-employed. Oftentimes, they're the only ones that they're buying insurance for. Poor coverage because you've got rising premiums, in many cases over $1,000 a month.
Hold that thought. We'll finish the answer on the other side of the break here. We're up against the break. More after this.
228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable.
Kev, you're the answer man today.
And we are.
Does Kevin know anything?
At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU.
Mold
value
so
for your money,
got health issues,
values for your life.
The health department doesn't.
That's the Mary
really
difference.
No remedy for it other than moving out. I called the apartment.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you. We mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Back in our final segment on the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer, brought to you in part today by our friends in beautiful Watford City. Now, it's August 1st, and the best news about that is we are within a week and some change, actually a week from Friday, from the Big Rib Fest, right there on Main Street in Watford City, which is legendary. Best of the West Rib Fest. It's always a great time, and they have a special anniversary this year, so they're going to be doing all kinds of things, great live music and VIP tents back, and I'll be broadcasting live from the tent right underneath all the action with my friends from Mineral Tracker, so it should be a great time. It's a 15th annual event, VIP tents back, great concert on Main Street, ribs and more ribs, Cody Charles, Craig Morgan, Party After Dark with Waylon. Remember, great little getaway before summer's done. North Unit of the Park is right there. Great hotel accommodations. You get 10% off when you use the Best of the West special. Just mention us at select hotels in beautiful Watford City, North Dakota, and McKenzie County. All right, 10 before the top of the hour, we continue on What's on Your Mind with Congressman Kevin Cramer. And let's see here. Oh, here's a texter who says, we've been talking a lot about ads today, and most of the mostly the ads of Congressman Cramer's opponent concerning people who want a fact check. And somebody else here I said, I see says, why don't you sue for slander? I imagine it's a little dicey when it's a campaign ad, but just so you know, people want these things to be accurate.
Yeah, a couple of things, interesting, you know, things on the legal front there. When campaigns, federal candidates are, they have to be, well, you have, everybody has to run their ad, no matter what it does or says. So, as you know, because you're governed by the FCC, federal law prohibits you from denying an ad from a federal candidate. However, outside groups such as Schumer, the Schumer PAC, or the Senate Majority PAC, you don't have to run their ads if you find it to be slanderous or it's actually not true. But it's very difficult, as you know, for regulated broadcasters to turn that down. So broadcasting is unique in that sense. You know, it's interesting that the newest ad that they have against me regarding country of origin labeling, Senator Heitkamp voted for the very same bill that they are criticizing me for voting for. And, of course, the reason we had to repeal country of origin labeling was because we lost the final appeal against Canada at the WTO. And the WTO was going to start fining our ranchers, our beef producers, as a result of that lawsuit. And so we lost our opportunity, in my view. And I always said this, if we don't start negotiating with them, we're going to lose in court. We did lose in court, and we lost the whole thing. Now, the President Trump, the people they love to hate, of course, is trying to get country of origin labeling into the new NAFTA negotiation. So it's very ironic that they would attack me for doing exactly the same thing as Senator Heitkamp did. But again, this is just the way they play politics.
Texas says, I'd like to contact the personnel that produce campaign ads for Congressman Cramer. I have ideas for two ads that I think would be pretty great. What do you do about that?
I think they should call my campaign office and ask for somebody. Ask for Pat. He's the campaign manager. Of course, you'd think I'd know the phone number, but I don't.
Let's go to Jeff in Hertzfield for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hi, Congressman Cramer. Thanks for taking my call.
Did you see me drive through? I just drove through Hertzfield.
Oh, you did?
Structure.
Yeah, we just live 4 miles north along the highway.
Oh,
there.
Awesome.
But I wanted to thank you for the roundtable. All the A groups come and voice their opinions. One thing I didn't think we brought up enough was what's happening with the electronic log? Isn't something being held up in the Senate right now with that?
No, the electronic logging device issue is, you know, we did get some better guidance recently from the Department of Transportation, but the bill that created it passed, a number of years ago now. It's just been implemented by DOT through the rulemaking process. Those of us that are on your side have introduced amendments to legislation to create exemptions for agriculture, exemptions for small companies. I have one that exempts anybody that's got 10 trucks or less. The guidance was better because it did allow time for traveling to and from the load, traveling home, all those kinds of things that used to get people trapped. I did get some language that I'd introduced trying to require the Department of Transportation to do a study on how many truckers are we losing. Because, Jeff, one of the things I've seen, and I have talked to, I don't mean just a few, I mean lots of truck drivers who have literally quit because of the electronic logging device mandate. So it's not so much hung up in the Senate as I just think it's one of those things where the rules are already out. There aren't enough members of Congress that represent areas that have the distance between places like we have out here in the middle of the country. So we continue to fight it from North Dakota to Texas. I will tell you that I will be seeing
Secretary Elaine Chao very soon, the Transportation Secretary very soon. I'm going to bring that issue up with her directly and see if we can't get DOT within the law, and realizing changing the laws is a heavy lift right now, but within the law, to at least provide even better guidance so that we can create more exemptions for people that have their own trucks.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate that call. One more text. I'll squeeze this in. Will Congressman Kramer vote for Jim Jordan for the new Speaker of the House? Please say yes, says the texter. What's that?
I won't be in the House when that election takes place.
Where are you going to be?
Well, I'll be in the Senate, hopefully.
I think we know the answer to that. Yes, exactly right. All right, we'll leave it there. Thank you, Congressman Kramer. God bless you.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. We are often asked what the difference is between the North Dakota Soybean Council and the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. The council and the association are two different organizations with one focus: to ensure the success of North Dakota soybean farmers. Both groups serve this purpose in different ways. The Soybean Council collects and invests soybean checkoff dollars in such areas as production research, producer education, and programs designed to increase demand and expand markets for soybeans and soy products. The Soybean Growers Association is a statewide, member-driven organization that focuses on state and national policy issues, which by law the checkoff cannot do. They conduct legislative activities in Bismarck and Washington to improve the profitability of their members and the entire soybean industry. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.